Representative Sam Keto laments the state's budget crisis as lawmakers get set for the upcoming session. And we bring you another StoryCorps segment, this one from Haines's Albert Morgan, who talks about growing up in boarding schools. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Jillian Rogers. Those stories up next. The 29th Alaska State Legislature convenes on January 19th, with lawmakers tackling the state's $3.5 million deficit. Democrat Sam Keto III represents the Upper Lynn Canal in the State House. He spoke to KHNS earlier this week about the upcoming session. This is part one of a two-part story. The biggest hurdle this session is going to be the state's current financial situation, Keto says, right off the bat. There's no question about that, but he's still optimistic that Haines and Skagway will be taken care of, somewhat. He says the $1 million in Governor Walker's proposed budget for the wastewater treatment facility in Haines is likely safe from the chopping block.
As the number one project on the municipal water and sewer list, I think there is a pretty strong chance that project will stay.
That's Keto speaking from Anchorage earlier this week. He called the governor's budget plan courageous. He says, like most lawmakers, he supports some ideas and questions others.
Some of the issues that I'm concerned about are when talking about the, first of all, the $100 million in cuts and taking pretty much all of the early childhood education money out of the Department of Education gives me a great concern. I think the biggest thing we can do for our future of our state is provide for education of our children. And one of the biggest things we can do that has been shown to have positive effect is implement early childhood education.
Governor Walker's proposed budget includes a plan to restructure the permanent fund. Keto says that, too, raised some concerns.
There is some question in my mind about how the switch of the dividend from the permanent fund calculation to the royalty calculation is sustainable. So I'd like to see some numbers on that. I also have a concern about the amount of revenue the governor is anticipating from the Sovereign Wealth Fund. And it seems like a lot of money to come out of our permanent fund.
Keto says he believes that ultimately a revenue stream will come out of permanent fund earnings, but probably not as much as the governor anticipates. With more cuts on the way to the Department of Transportation's maintenance and operations, which includes ferry operations and winter road maintenance, Keto says he has concerns about the continuation of large-scale mega projects. Developments like the Ambler Road project, the Juneau Access project, and several more were halted by Walker last year, but have since started eking forward again towards licensing and environmental impact statements.
If we increase the amount of infrastructure, we're increasing the maintenance obligation for the department. And to do that well, those departments are still being pressured to decrease their operational costs. I think the math there doesn't work out for me. Because if you have more responsibility and less money, that just means that you're going to be spread that much thinner.
As for the marine highway system, Keto says he would like to see a strategic planning effort from the DOT that would identify a basic level of service.
It's very important to Southeast, and especially to Northern Lynn Canal. So I do think it's one of those things that we need to work really hard at supporting, maintaining, and not taking apart. If the department had a goal and was working towards making a cost recovery level of 40 or 50%, which it has been in the past, then that actually creates a general fund savings for the state.
Keto says finding a resolution to the fiscal state is not only the biggest challenge, it's the component he's most looking forward to this session. He says it's the most important thing legislators can do for Alaskans. In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers. Tune in tomorrow for part two of Representative Keto's interview when he talks about revenue sharing, local projects, and more. Haines resident Albert Morgan has fond memories of growing up in the boarding schools around Alaska. Morgan sat down with his daughter Jessie for a StoryCorps interview to talk about those memories. The interview was conducted by the Haines and Juneau Public Libraries.
My name is Jessie Morgan, and I'm 25 years old.
Okay, I'm Albert Morgan, age 73, father to the interviewer. Maybe never heard the joke that you know how to keep two clinkets from fighting? And one of them a microphone. because we like to talk, so hopefully you won't have to tackle me to shut me up.
I wanted to start with your parents.
Okay. My mother and her family are from Haines. My father is from Tenneke originally, then moved to Hoonah, and he was a teacher, school teacher. So I was born up in Tetitlik, Alaska, which is in Prince William Sound. They lost their first child up there, a boy, Junior, due to a simple childhood ailment. They couldn't medevac him, so he died there, and they moved out. And we moved to Kasan, where I grew up, and they sent me to boarding school when I was 4 years old due to my father's death.
And he passed away from...
essentially drank himself to death. My mom was in denial most of her life, and she told me my family had heart trouble, but his father and his grandfather lived into their hundreds.
So you were sent to school at the age of...
Yeah, I was sent at the age of 4 after our father died because my mother didn't want to send my older sister by herself. So we were shipped up to Eklutna out of Anchorage, and I was there at least one winter, maybe two, and then they shipped us to Mount Edgecombe, and then they changed Mount Edgecombe into a high school and shipped us to Wrangell Institute.
What did you guys do at Wrangell Institute?
Oh, when we first got there, we had the run of the place. You know, normally Indian boarding school, they're control freaks, but they weren't. We could run all over the woods. There were no boundaries, you know. There was a waterfall, a 100-foot waterfall, 1 mile up the trail, so we'd hike up there, run back down full speed, you know. It's a wonder we didn't hurt ourselves. We played all over the woods, cowboys and Indians, of course. So that was a lot of fun, and we'd go down to the beach and eat off the beach, dig clams, eat them raw, and then we'd eat all the berries we could, of course, around the school. So it was a good training in survival, you know. And then we'd fish trout from the creeks. There was one right next to the school, and there was one about 5 miles out the road. We'd run out the road. The dormitory matrons would bend common pins for us to make hooks. So we made our own hooks, and we used huckleberries for bait, because they look like salmon eggs, you know. And then give us thread so we could double, triple, or quadruple the thread, make fishing line, attach it to a stick and fish, you know, for trout. So it was a good life, you know.
So how do you feel about your overall experience with school?
Oh, I wouldn't trade it for the world, you know. A lot of people badmouth boarding school, and they're usually ones that don't know anything about it. But the reason we went, because of the death of my father, and same way with my classmates, you know, they were orphans, you know. Or, like one of my Eskimo friends, he had a choice. He didn't have kids his age in his village. So he gladly chose boarding school so he could meet kids his own age and grow up with them, you know. But I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Haines resident Albert Morgan talking with his daughter, Jessie. That interview was produced by KHNS's Emily Files with the Juneau and Haines Public Libraries and StoryCorps. StoryCorps is a national nonprofit whose mission is to provide Americans of all backgrounds and beliefs with the opportunity to record, share, and preserve the stories of our lives. More information at StoryCorps.org. For KHNS News, I'm Jillian Rogers. Thanks for joining us this evening, and thank you for supporting community radio in the Upper Lynn Canal. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.